is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly. So was I. I ask myself, what will I come to be? I have a choice now, so I guess it's up to me. Maybe I will make a difference in this world. Maybe I will teach another boy or another girl how to fly. Teach them all that they were born to fly. And we were born to fly. So was I. But when you live in a world that tells you that you can't, and when you live in a world that says you must be something other than what you are in a world that forgets, you were born to fly. We were born to fly. We were born to fly.
You listeners, I know that you all probably have had some challenges today. It's been one of those interesting days. I know that there's a lot of shifting going on in the universe, and my computer crashed this afternoon, and I was doing everything I could to get my system back up and running. And anyway, my computer man's coming in tomorrow, and he's going to help me get my computer back up. But anyway, let me repeat some information. I was talking to you all earlier about Myrna Lou. Now, make sure that you also put your full birthday. That means the month, the day, and the year that you were born. You don't want to miss this show. I mean, she is incredible. She can also help give you some insight on some new spiritual pathways that are opening up for not just you and me, but for humanity as a whole. So let me once again repeat that email address, and that is hmg@privateeye.com. and that is going to be sent to Myrna Lou. So we're excited about having her. But not as excited as I am about the three guests that I have with me right now. As a matter of fact, earlier today I thought, someone is attempting not to allow this broadcast to take place. It's a good darn thing I'm a stubborn person because I just dig my heels in and say, I don't think so. I definitely wanted to bring all this incredible knowledge and wisdom to all of our listeners tonight, and I thank each of you for your patience and your understanding. On that note, please bear with me and allow me to give you some insight about the first guest I am about to bring on to the show. As a lot of you are indeed familiar with Blue Thunder, and we all know he's an incredible wisdom keeper. He is indeed from the Eastern Shoshone Tribe, Wind River Indian Reservation in Wyoming. He is indeed a member of the Spiritual Elders of Mother Earth, an organization of indigenous prophecy carriers of North America. And what really has struck me with Blue Thunder is his selfless works that he does, not only to heal Mother Earth, but to reach out and heal all of humanity. And he travels all over the United States, and he asks you this night to come and join him. Ask questions. Get involved with this wonderful work that Blue Thunder does. What is one of the most important components here is Blue Thunder has literally been building a medicine wheel that covers 100 miles and it encompasses the well-known mountain peaks and bodies of water. And for your further information, if you're tuned in to my radio page, you will see that I have placed some wealth of information, not only about Blue Thunder, but my other two special guests as well. So without further delay, let's please give Blue Thunder a warm welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thank you. That was quite the introduction there. I thought we were going to do the Peace Global thing with my brothers, David and Marshall Jack. And so I'd like to welcome them and thank you for having us on. And, you know, our medicine roll that we did was a 600-mile radius around the Grand Tetons. That's 600 miles all the way to San Francisco, so it reached that far. But anyway, we're talking about Alcatraz tonight, so thank you for having us on.
Oh, it is always our honor, and any time I really like to stand in support and be the voice of great works that are being done out there. And, yes, we've got a lot of area to cover tonight. So without any further delay, now, this is a man that has continuously crossed my path. I've had not only emails and requests from our listeners to contact our next guest, but I've also been involved in listening to conversations about this man, and his name is Golden Eagle. Now, what is so intriguing about this man is that he carries a lot of ancient prophecies, and he has dedicated his life to all of us, to Mother Earth, to bring the balance and harmony and understanding of Mother Earth and all of humanity. Now, what's really interesting about Eagle, Golden Eagle, my apologies, is that he's also he's an incredible healer. So let's invite Golden Eagle, please, to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's an honor to have you.
Thank you again. My work is focused around the Mother Earth and the healing of the Mother Earth. But again, without the ancestors, without people like you, many, many others that are concerned individuals, we need each other's help to take care of this earth. It's the only earth that we have. And so we put it out to the world tonight to encourage everybody to listen to the words that we speak here tonight. Some epic adventures are taking place, and we look into the future. And so, again, I thank you for welcoming me to your show, and hopefully the information that we give will inspire a lot of people listening tonight.
Yes, and I feel very strongly it's time for all of us to take a part of helping support the healing of Mother Earth. And I understand the criticalness that we all face this very moment and will continue facing. And one of the strongest messages I definitely want to make sure I get across tonight is the magnitude and the depth of why this is such important work. Mother Earth is taking good care of all of us, and it's time that we give back to her. By giving back to Mother Earth, she also gives back to us, and she has been for many eons of time. Wouldn't you agree, Golden Eagle?
Exactly, exactly. And through the ancient ones, they have taught very well how to take care of Mother Earth. And I see in today's world, in our economic structure worldwide, is that many, many people have left the Mother Earth behind. They're consuming way, way too much. And through the Hopi prophecies, they say that we've crossed the threshold of no return. And so we're diligently trying to make an effort to enlighten people around the world to try to understand some of the old ancient wisdom, is that if we keep on consuming the rate we are right now, is that there won't be anything left for our great-great-grandchildren. And so those are our main concerns, is how are we going to get the global community together to understand this epidemic that we've created in ourselves. And we're like, the humans have kind of turned into cannibals, and the further away we walk away from the Mother Earth, the less important she becomes. And then, you know, eventually we'll just take so much, she'll just whittle up and die. So,
yes.
Anyway.
Yes. Well said, Golden Eagle. I will definitely ditto that. And, you know, all we have to do, matter of fact, we don't even have to step outdoors anymore to really get the impact of what's happening to Mother Earth. And, you know, it's like taking care of your home. I mean, if you don't take care of your home, eventually you find that your home is crumbling and it's got major problems. And it can't, your home can't take care of you. And Mother Earth has nurtured and loved us for so many eons of time. And it's time for all of us to definitely give back to her.
Exactly.
It's really interesting. I'm actually getting a call from Colorado. I apologize to all of you. I wanted to take a moment, and I would like to back up here for just a moment. And if you would, Golden Eagle, please share a little bit more about yourself as an individual and the tribe you're from, and those important information that I feel our listeners definitely need to know about who Golden Eagle is.
Sure, I'd be glad to. The name Golden Eagle comes from a Paiute name. In the Paiute language, when I was a small child, they called me Kaiba Kuina'a, which in the Paiute language means the mountain eagle. And I was gifted with spiritual sight when I was very, very young. And I assumed that everybody was able to see the same things that I was seeing. The elders encouraged me to speak what was being shown to me. And so over the years, I did understand that these were some special gifts. And so through the Paiute Nation, on my dad's side, my father's side, the elders took me underneath their wings. And at that particular time, I was born in 1953 in a little place called Bridgeport, California, up in the High Sierras here in the Sierra Nevadas. And at that particular time, my mother and my father, they were caught up in the assimilation process of going out and earning jobs and, you know, paying bills and stuff like that. Well, the elders that I grew up with, they were still living off of the Mother Earth, and so they still practiced the old ways, and those ways were taught to me, and now as an adult, I'm very, very fortunate that I was taught that way, but it was very, very difficult for me to live in this world that we have today. I've learned to do ceremonies, the old ways. I've learned to listen to the spirits, especially the Mother Earth, the plants, the animals, the water, the cloud nations, on and on and on and on. And other elders around the nation, through the Washoe Nation, Miwok Nation over around Yosemite National Park, up and down through the Hopi lands, Navajo lands, up around Benny's country up there in Wyoming. I spent a lot of time learning about ceremonies, learning about the old ways, learning about prophecies. How do they work? How does the Mother Earth talk? You know, what is she saying? And so my life has been encompassed by ceremonies. And here about 7 years ago, I kind of relinquished a lot of my efforts toward the humans, because one elder said, we have millions and millions of people helping millions and millions of people, but very, very few people are helping the Mother Earth. And I talked to an old Hopi elder, and he was the one that turned my life around, that says, yeah, you know, you need to go out, whether you're by yourself, with a group of people, or just with the animals, and start praying for the Mother Earth. And so that's what I'm diligently doing now. Whether I have people around me or by myself, the Mother Earth is calling for our help. And yes. And for me, it's I turn away. I need to fulfill what she's being asking us to do. And many times I've gone out by myself, and pretty amazing things happen when you reconnect with Mother Earth.
Yes. Now I want to just touch bases real quick on my next guest, and just please be patient. I will be bringing you onto the show as well here very shortly. I kind of want to stick with what I'm doing here at the moment. For all the listeners that are tuning in, I am your host, May Leilani, and you are tuned in to the Universal Spiritual Connection. And we are on our second guest. We've already invited Blue Thunder onto the show. And now we are speaking with Golden Eagle. I've got a question for you, Golden Eagle, because, you know, I actually was born in Hawaii. I do carry the Hawaiian blood, which nowadays is very rare. You know, as I was growing up, I was fully aware myself, which of course I was like you. I thought everything, you know, everybody, it was just a natural thing. Everybody was like me. And it wasn't until I developed into my mid-20s that I started to realize that that wasn't the case. One of the most painful areas for me, as this all started to come to light for me, I could see all the pains, all the sorrows, all the things that we see today that have intensified. I was very keenly aware of love and supporting each other, and not necessarily with a common goal, but if you knew your neighbor down the street needed support of whatever sort, we were there to help them. And so, of course, you know, I had a difficult time understanding all these concepts, and then it hurt my own soul. So I eventually started to shut myself down, because it was easier not to feel that from humanity than to actually deal with it. I do know better now. My question is, how do we get the word out? It is time for each of us to put our weapons down, to stand united side by side of each other, no matter what culture you're from, no matter what walk of life you walk at this moment. How do we go about achieving this?
I appreciate that question. And this is what I tell to the groups that I encounter out here. In the old ways of the medicine, we, as we progress in life, we become whatever it is that our ancestors have made for us to become. And let me kind of go in depth with this. In the old ways, they say that way back in the beginning, if you can open up your mind and your heart to what's going to be said, is way back in the beginning, eons, even way before the Bible, way before Lemuria, way before Atlantean period, Sumerian period, all those areas that we know as far as humans, somewhere back in time, the first human was created. Whether it be on this planet or another planet, within that first human structure became the first eyes, ears, nose, limbs, and heart, lungs, whatever, but most importantly, became the first blood. The first blood that was ever created in that first human being transpires as memory DNA in all of us. And I would encourage somebody out there in the audience to prove me wrong, because the blood is very, very important, and that's what keeps us together. The old ones, they say that the Creator of all things did never intend for us to separate. We separated ourselves, but the blood had never separated. Blood is
and we are actually still creating that as well, and I apologize for the interjection, because you know, I even say it was among our spiritual community where, you know, a lot of times we're competing with each other, or we feel like we have something more than the other person has, and we feel that we have possession of. How do we get beyond these barriers as a united nation to even break those walls down in our spiritual community?
I encourage the people to really look at their ancestral path. And what I mean by that is both on your, and I'll speak to you directly, but both on your mother and your father's side, okay? Take the lineages from your dad and from your mom and go back to that first human spirit. Now, it's my understanding that in the beginning when the first humans were created, all of our ancestors that link us together, both through our mom and our father, that we were given covenants way back in the beginning, something that the Bible speaks about too. But the original covenants was all of the gifts that we could ever possibly possess was at our beck and call to take care of this planet or any other planet as far as that concerns. But we were, our ancestors, our ancient ancestors were handed these unique gifts to take care of these planets, to bring in to the peace, harmony, love, and all things that exist, bring them all together as one unit. Well,
because Mother Earth is not separated from any one of us.
Negative, because we were born of all things.
Yes.
We were born of original creation,
yes,
just like everything else is. And that's why we have been given
in the Hawaiian culture. And my great-grandmother was a kahuna, as I am as well in my own right. And, you know, I remembered watching her, how she brought in the four elements, and she did a lot of sacredness ceremonies. There was a lot of honor and respect. And she insisted that we keep the traditions, but also at the same time is be able to merge and blend and integrate as we went through the changes. And what I'm seeing as well is that a lot of the ancient ways are indeed resurfacing today. And, you know, for example, I call in the ancient warriors of Hawaii, or my own ancestors to come in and assist me in these times.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what I'm talking about. But even go further back than that. Go back all the way back to the beginning human spirit. And if we were all to be able to do that, reconnect with that beginning human spirit, that first blood, and utilize that energy that we have with inside of ourselves, what we now in today's world call memory DNA, is that when we attend different ceremonies, seminars, sacred ceremonies, whatever it may be, that sometimes that memory DNA gets stimulated by sounds, by vibration, by words, by enlightenment, whatever it may be, but there is something that brings us together as human people that provides a common bond. It doesn't matter what race you are, what color you are, what creed or nationality or religious preference or whatever it is, but there are common harmonics out here, common vibrations that uniquely connect us together to something that is very, very real. We don't know what it is. We just know it is. It just is. And those
because the word aloha is my signature, so to speak, with my show. Now, there's a lot more with the word when I'm actually saying it, because the proper pronunciation is aloha. And no, this brings in a direct vibrational tone that allows me and our Creator to connect, to have that divine connection between each other. And I know with my own language, it's really interesting because each of the letters bring in a light tone as you speak these letters in our own language. And it's really interesting because if for you listeners, take a moment and listen to the Hawaiian language, because what you'll find is you're not hearing a language, you're hearing music, you're hearing the tones, and you'll find that it'll even shift you as you're actually listening to it. Now, I just had to throw that in, Golden Eagle. I hope you don't mind.
No.
Well, I want to bring our next guest on and really get involved. But before I do, I did want to mention to you that on this show, a year ago, I actually put a call out to all the nations, to all the elders. And matter of fact, I think I did that with you, Blue Thunder, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
And I would just love to see that where, you know, I have Native friends. And one of the things when I came here to the mainland, the first thing I wanted to do is I said, I want to have a Native American friend. I want to learn everything I can about their culture. And what I have found is that the Native American culture is very parallel to the Hawaiian culture. There really isn't no difference. And sometimes I wonder that when we call, you know, in our spiritual community, we have different names for different things. But if you took away all of that, all talking about exactly the same thing, and what I feel is missing, the one important component is the unity, if you will. I hope I'm making some sense here.
Oh, yeah. All the things that you're talking about is exactly what we use out here with the Mother Earth. Their tones, their vibrations, their uniquenesses about our culture, our teachings, our ways. When we gather that energy, what we call the golden thread of life, and we allow that golden thread to enter into our crown chakra and go right straight down through the center of our body, that there's no blockages, and what I mean by blockages is there's no There's no conception of ego. There's no conception of who we are, what we are, or why we are. We just allow that universal energy just to penetrate through our soul to touch the Mother Earth. And in return, she touches us back without any premise of anything. It just is. And so through that open-mindedness, open-heartedness, is we're allowed to communicate through vibrations, through energy. And she instructs us where she is hurting. And so she may feel that there's a part of her that's not vibrating hard enough, or vibration is weak, almost like a heartbeat. And Blue Thunder, you know, with his medicine wheel ceremony and his connection with the ley lines and the sacred sites and reconnecting that sacred geometry, we're able to understand more of how complex our Mother Earth truly is. And so our third guest, David, he's brought forth a unique scenario for the San Francisco Bay Area. And when he comes on, he'll kind of explain to you what he feels about that Bay Area and where Alcatraz Island sits.
Absolutely. And on that note, let's do just that. And I would like to introduce to all our listeners, author Divini. I hope I have pronounced that correctly. I am very big on honoring individuals. But what is really interesting that you're going to find about this young man that I'm about to bring onto the show, oh my goodness, I don't even know where to start with this man. He's a holistic physician. He's an artist. He is a medical director of the San Francisco Medical Research Foundation. He is the founder of the Light Party and, indeed, a director of the Global Peace Foundation. So I ask that each of our listeners tonight please give our next guest a warm welcome. Are you with us?
Yes, hello. Well, thank you. Thank you for...
Well, I tell you, I started reading all your information and going through it, and I thought, oh my goodness, this man's bio just doesn't quit. You are very involved, and I'm impressed with that.
Well, you know, as far as Golden Eagle, the golden thread is that I am a physician. I took my Hippocratic Oath seriously, and I came to certain levels of awareness regarding my path. I've been very involved in holistic health education for a long time, and I realized that many of the diseases that people were having were related to the fact that the air, water, and earth had been polluted. So I knew that was a political thing, and I started what was called the Human Ecology Party in '94, which evolved into the Light Party, which is now. My major area of focus is that it's a holistic new political paradigm party dedicated to health, peace, and freedom for all. And the basis of it is, how do we individually and collectively improve the quality of life here on planet Earth? That is our responsibility to ourselves, and the planetary ecosystem, because, of course, the ancients always understood the unity of life and everything is truly interconnected. And in a left-brain materialistic society, we forgot that, and we became overly technological, a bureaucratic technological society that is involved in the time matrix. And in the time matrix also is the belief in death. So we lost our essential nature of understanding ourselves as eternal, immortal beings, multidimensional beings, in fact, connected to the source of all life. And as Golden Eagle was saying, I mean, DNA is what created the human body, but beyond the human body is our spirit, which was, is, and will always be, and we've inhabited these vehicles, bodies, on this planet called planet Earth. And, you know, from my perspective, we are here now to ascend to this planet, and ascending this planet, we're also ascending ourselves. And one of the things that we postulate about the Light Party is all the love, wisdom, and power is here now to create health, peace, and freedom for all, because consciousness is infinite, and we are part of that consciousness, therefore our human potential is infinite. So the challenge is about awakening into our higher dimensional consciousness and realize that everything all the problems, real or imagined, that are challenges, the opportunity to solve these problems in a very real way are available. So it's always a race between ignorance and enlightenment. that's what Einstein said.
I agree.
So I my perspective is that we're really actually doing quite well. We're coming out of a very dark cycle. My perspective on what's going on and where we're going is very rooted in a Hindu cosmology, is that we've coming out of a Kali Yuga, which is a dark cycle. And we are in a transitional phase, and we're going really from a time of massive ignorance and everything that that created, ecological catastrophes, war, mayhem. You know, just look at the 20th century and look at the history of that cycle and all the oppressions that, and how humanity has oppressed itself. Nobody has a thing on who's been oppressed by more, and, you know, humanity has been unconscious and has oppressed itself. But it was always known that in the time of the Enlightenment and what I'd call the awakening into higher consciousness or Christ consciousness, we would move into genuine compassion and forgiveness and intelligence, hopefully, and realize that all the laws, spiritual teachings are about compassion, forgiveness, and harmlessness. And what that really means and translate, right now, the number one issue on this planet is ecological and it's one and the same, is to move into a time of creating peace, genuine peace. But paradoxically, we know that we cannot manipulate peace. It's something that we have to engender, embrace, and internalize. So it's ultimately our own.
Let me interject here for just a moment, you know, because, you know, the word peace is just the word love. You know, we can throw the word love and peace around all we want, right? But do we really understand what those words really mean? And
well,
I know that we're starting to really open up and tune in to unconditional love.
Really?
And I know that there are those here on the planet that are doing that as well with the word peace. And it's really interesting because I remember on another previous show that I had almost a year ago, you know, as a matter of fact, I think even a couple months ago or something to that effect. But anyway, getting back to that word peace, you know, it's really interesting because I see demonstrations that are going on to demonstrate for peace. But my question is, does these people really know peace?
Well, of course. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Well, you see, you know, like the secret is, rather than be anti-war, we need to be pro-peace in the deepest sense. But I'd like to, you know, before we start beating ourselves up again some more, we have to understand that we're part of a process.
Yeah.
And it's very important to understand this is all a great process. It's all a big learning curve. So
yes.
The work is to understand that we're part of a process. And my understanding, it's my awareness, and why I stay, you know, in quotes, positive, is that I know at the deepest level of the Godhead levels of this universe that there is a primal intelligence intention for liberation.
Yeah.
That's something we really
need to
get
absolutely.
In touch with, that there's an intentionality in the universe. There is a divine plan, and this divine plan, master plan, is working in itself through all of us as us. So as we become conscious that there's actually a meaning to this experience called life here on planet Earth, and that within that context there's great, great space to explore and co-create. Now, the beauty of the light party is we've simply put out a very strong message. You know, from my place, it's kind of funny because we're promoting health, peace, and freedom for all. And I say it's funny because, you know, most people are cynical and bitter or demoralized and go, you know, it's ridiculous. It's never happened. It never will happen. It can't happen. But from my perspective, it's not only a possibility, a probability, but it's an inevitability. But I'm not making no predictions.
Oh, come on.
Because it's all a process. And guess what? It's really all up to us. And it's all predicated on the decisions and our intentions and our focus moment by moment. Therein lies the challenge and therein lies the great potential, because in a twinkling of an eye, we can all get it. And that's what the Alcatraz Conversion Project is about. It's not even about whether we actually change the island. It's a new paradigm statement saying, let's turn a prison into a light center. Well, where is this prison? Prison's in our own minds. It's our belief in limitations. It's our acceptance of mediocrity. That's
well, you know,
problem.
It's really interesting
when I
what
down to a
first heard about the
mineral
subject.
This is where I come in as a doctor and saying the problem.
Why
is,
would anybody want to pick Alcatraz as a foundation? And then it, all of a sudden it just made perfect sense.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. What?
Are you? I'm sure Don's probably right on top of the situation. Can you hear me better now?
How is everybody else hearing you? It's distant.
Is it?
Yeah, very distant.
Okay.
I can hear you on my end.
Okay. I know we were having some all day today, matter of fact. BBS Radio was having some major technical problems, and I know what was really interesting today is that my computer actually crashed on me. And I will have to tell you, it's very obvious that you men are doing some very powerful work out there. I almost felt like this afternoon that because of the work you're doing, they sure didn't want to hear you guys on the radio tonight. And I'm
well,
a stubborn person. I'm going to say I don't think so. It's going to take a whole lot more than just this to keep me off of the radio.
I have a question. May I ask a question?
Sure. You can do anything. This is
a
Universal Spiritual Connection show.
Oh, this is not the BBC? I thought this was the BBC.
Well, it is. It's BBS.
No, that's a joke. I just think, you know, it's a British broadcast. I thought it was the BBC.
And you didn't hear that, right? but please, ask
well,
your
maybe
question.
Maybe that's true, maybe it's not, but here we are. You know, there apparently are forces that want to keep us stuck in the 3D matrix. But, you know, life is liberating in its own self, and it's infinitely creative. So whatever those forces are that want to, you know, keep us stuck in that control fear mechanism, we have to become fearless, and we have to become fearless in the awareness of who we are. That's all we have to do. We don't have to go out and bang drums and scream and yell. Excuse me, I don't mean that for one moment. That ceremony is not powerful. What I'm saying is that awareness is the most powerful tool we have, the awareness of who we are, claiming that I am, we are that we are, we are the light, we are the truth, we are the way.
Come on now. Do we really have to do that?
No, you don't have to do it. Just do it for yourself.
You know who you're speaking to, don't you? Those words are directed to Leilani, and I thank you for those words because I myself need to hear them as well. I also need that reminder. And you know, it's really interesting because no matter how much we evolve, you know, there's times that we need to reconnect with those words. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, totally, in a real way. And, you know, the environmental crisis is simply a wake-up call. It's a mirror for us to become conscious, to understand, yes, you know, I mean, we're talking the Earth, this Earth Mother. You know, the left-brain materialists, because everything comes down to money in that world, that existing paradigm, they look at everything in terms of money. And you can understand the world in those terms. That's an aspect. But they've done a GNP, the gross national product of the Earth, what the Earth creates in terms of wealth, fish, soil, food, you name it, oxygen, is, and they put a number to it. Anybody guess what the GNP of the Earth is? I'm making this point because it shows you why it's absolutely imperative that the whole economic structure of the planet changes, and that's the work that's being done that I know about behind the scenes. But the GNP of the Earth is $33 trillion. That's what the Earth generates. If it's like one country, you know, America has a GNP of about 8 or 10 or 12 million or whatever. It's just the Earth herself creates that in terms of its living resources from her body. Now, you restructure the economy. Nobody on this planet needs to be starving. Nobody needs to be in want. There's all the power, all the love, all the wisdom is here now to co-create a world that works. And all the seers, prophets have always understood. And that's the pain of the world because we've been in a lockdown and there's been ignorance. And that ignorance has created a belief in scarcity, and that scarcity is what's the cause of war. And that's rooted in an ego.
Yeah, and we have indeed been led to believe that, you know, financially everything is tight and very limited. And you're right, you know, we have families that are going hungry, people not having
a roof
over their heads.
Here's the paradox, and I'm speaking from experience. One of the things, you know, what people want to hang their hat on, something, what do we do? What do we do? Well, one of the things you do is you take inventory, and you really begin to simplify your life. Take inventory. Really become mindful of what you need and what you don't need. Now, the challenge is that this is a society that's based on mass consumption, and that is what is imperiling the entire planet, its ecosystem, because we're over-consuming, just like Golden Eagle said. Mm-hmm. And you know, the problem is, again, I want to use the America, you know, we talk about overpopulation. Each American is equivalent to about 40 or 50 Indians, and I'm not talking about Native American, I'm talking about India Indians. We are the great consumers, but the whole economic structure is designed for us to be consumed because the rest of the world sells all their stuff to us. So there has to be a fundamental shift in the economics of this planet rooted based on spiritual awareness. And this, to me, is the, you know, on a macro level, is the key to understanding what the Light Party is about. What we're calling for is a fundamental shift in the energy creation on this planet, which is moving into a green, solar, hydrogen, hemp-based economy, which people who are aware know that we can create infinite wealth on this planet. And with that money and with that wealth and changing the tax structure, there'll be so much money running around with our heads screwed on correctly and having our priorities straightened up, we can clean up this planet and create a veritable utopia, turn this back into an Eden, a Garden of Eden in 5, 10
years.
Well,
you know, it's interesting because one of my understandings is that it's actually illegal to pay taxes. During World War I is to help fund the war efforts,
and
then it was only on the volunteer basis. Through your research, have you found this to be true?
Well, this is, you know, many people believe this to be so, and many people are aware of that, and many people are not filing, and many people are, you know, have questioned this whole thing. One of the things, and interesting enough, I shared this with Golden Eagle, because I'm not into collapsing the American economy, even though if everybody lived like me, it would, but it's to transform it in a sane way. And when I say sane, there is a group in Texas that came up with a very good tax program. It's called the Fair Tax, which is a value-added tax. Very good way to... but we know that the government is over, you know, is overblown. It's a massive bureaucracy. We're paying for a massive war machine, and we're borrowing, and we're paying for the interest on the debt. You know, if I were president and I am running, I would have an itemized tax thing where everybody who chooses to pay gets to see where the money goes. And if you don't want to support the war machine, you can support education. You can support all the different things where money goes. But ultimately, government has to be downsized. But the core issue is, it's the war machine.
Yes, yes. And that's how our taxes were developed in the first place. You're absolutely correct on that. You are still with me, right? Hello? Are you there?
We lost him. We'll bring him back.
Okay, and I'll continue talking.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
All right. We ask for your forgiveness tonight to all the listeners of the Universal Spiritual Connection. I have some incredible, powerful information that is being shared with all of you tonight, and I'm so excited about having the guest that I have on tonight. We're speaking with author Dan Vitti, a holistic physician, artist, medical director, founder, and director. I mean, and he's written many, many books. We're also speaking with Golden Eagle, and Blue Thunder as well. Blue Thunder, are you with me?
Yes, can you hear
me? Okay. Yes, and is Golden Eagle with me as well? Okay. Well, Blue Thunder, it's just you and me at the moment, so while Don is working on that, wow, is this incredible stuff or what? How am I doing, Blue Thunder?
Well, I think you're bringing some great points out about what's happening with, you know, Golden Eagle's perspective of, as a, you know, a Native American within the indigenous nation, and then with our the Global Peace Center vision that he's had is to help bring a great awareness of peace, and that's his messages and his dreams that he's had is to help bring the Alcatraz into a great healing center because of it was once a great place for the Mawikma tribe that, you know, that's been there for over 10,000 years before many things came into to play that died for the years.
Okay, thank you, Don. Excellent, Blue Thunder. Did you finish your thought, or would you like to continue moving forward with your thoughts?
Oh, I was just mentioning, you know, I'd like to finish this thought, is that, you know, because of peace on Earth and how things were living, you know, with the energy that's changing and shifting coming from the sun, the planets, the stars, and the moon, and we're moving in a new time period, like the Mayan tablet says, that the same things that we've heard from, you know, our two brothers here, along with myself in the past, you've had me on several occasions talking about the Earth changes and with the Earth healing ceremonies and those kinds of things. We're still promoting peace, working together, and it's like you said, peace represents love, which is within our hearts. And I think that many of the people don't understand how the past, the present, and the future live together and are working simultaneously. And people, well, how could that be? Well, you know, because of the past actions of the Earth and how people's thoughts work, everything is imprinted with thoughts because of our thoughts and actions is alchemy, and whatever we think is what we put into the soil, the earth, the wind, the fire, and the water for the last 5,000 years. Everything that has been done to the earth is existing with us from the past. It's in the present right now and takes us into tomorrow of all those elements of negativity or positivity. Mm-hmm. And for us, the ghosts and the spirits of warring peoples are still locked into the soil, into the wind, into the trees, the rocks, the rivers. And for us, as indigenous nations, many of us understand how this works. And through peace, we clear these elements with our creation songs, through the creation ceremonies that we have, understanding how the sacred sites work that give the earth its life force. And like Alcatraz was a very powerful place that was like that for the Mawikma tribal nation and for the Ohlone peoples and the many different tribes, you know, that have been here before. But right now, this is what we understand them as. But the thing is, like, with the dream of our brother who had, you know, for the Global Peace Center is bringing things into peace. And how I understand this is that we work together with the indigenous nations. They still have the covenant of the lands no matter what's happened. And to restore peace is to put it back to the original instructions that the Great Spirit said. And this is my belief. And what I'm hearing through my dreams and visions to the ancestors is, and some of these things, and so with Golden Eagle, his messages and his visions and dreams, and then with mine, and then with also with our brother, and working with our wisdoms is following our hearts. And what we would do at this time is help each person that would have a very sacred dream manifest their dream and call out to all nations, all groups of all colors, black, white, yellow, red, and brown nations, that we support each other, and we need lots of funds to do this in this time period because what we're going through is healing the earth, healing our emotions, healing our spirits, and healing the earth, wind, fire, and water of the past traumas that's been infected into the wind, the pollution, and into the water, the pollution, into the soil, and into the fire, the electromagnetic energy grid that's charged by the lava. So with many things that we're going through, this energy force holds consciousness, like Dr. Emoto showed in water, that you put your thoughts on water, that's what it is. So you can imagine you whatever you are, you're by the water and you're vibrating that from you, that goes in the water. If somebody drinks that downstream, they become what you are, whether you're peace or negativity. So you can imagine what kind of work we'd have to do to talk about peace and how peace works. And if we would do certain things to the earth and to the elements, the water would begin to disappear. And the prophecies say now what would happen, that would there be droughts. And we kept continuing to do what we do. There'd be earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, tsunamis, hurricanes, and etc. In the last days, going into 2012, the fourth world, those ones who didn't come into peace and understand what peace and love was about underneath the teachings of the Global Peace Center that our brother is bringing into play and getting support from myself, Marshall Jack, with some of the other members of that is supporting this cause, is asking all of us to think about this and continue to do the best we can by bringing the wisdom of the earth And for me, the indigenous nation's prophecy said that we will bring peace and love back to the earth because we understand how the earth and the universe works and nature works, and we're just about the last groups of people who understand this, but it's slowly trickling away. But yet the dreams and the visions said that the new children would come back in and help us, and this is what the global peace is about, is the new youth is coming in. And I've talked with that, this message with both our brothers today, so I just want to stop right there, and, you know, it's like to hear more from my brothers and see what they think about what's
yes.
going on.
Yes, let's see if Davini, are you with us now?
Yeah, is that David?
David, I do apologize to you.
No problem.
And it's interesting because I correct people when they mispronounce my name, so please forgive me. You know, I'd like to find out more about the Alcatraz project that you all three are working on, and I know that there's many others as well that is out there supporting this goal. First thing I'd like to find out from you is, why Alcatraz? What inspired you and led to Alcatraz?
Well, yeah. There are different ways of looking at it, because I've been involved with this since 78, but the initial impetus to this project happened after a beautiful ceremony we did up on Mount Tam, which is a very beautiful mountain in Marin County, and it's a sacred mountain. It's a beautiful, I've hiked that mountain endless times. I love Mount Tamalpais. And there was an amphitheater there, and we brought a bunch of artists, musicians, and dancers, and poets, and the amphitheater. Anyway, we did this beautiful event, and we put our hearts and into this, and after it was over, my partner and I, Michael, we were sitting on the up on the mountain just looking over the bay, and Michael looked at me and I looked at him, and it's a beautiful event, and he said, well, what's next? And just when he said what's next, I had this very clear definitive vision of a huge dome sitting over Alcatraz. And it wasn't, you know, people say, well, what were you on that day? But we were just high on the art and creativity, and he asked the question, what's next? And what next was shown. And it was shown so clearly that I went back. I was living in Western Marin, and I wrote this whole thing down. And I started, it made such a strong impression on me. I mean, man, what a fantastic idea. And I was open enough and crazy enough at that time to actually believe that this could actually happen, that we can actually do it. It was very much in my path because it was originally designed as a holistic health and healing center. At the time, I knew very little about what had happened in the 60s with the Native Americans when they took over the island. And the original idea, beside claiming, making a very important political statement, was for the Native American community, was their intention was to build an ecological center, an educational ecological center. I didn't even know that at the time. All I did was I had this vision. And as time rolled on, I built it into a matrix of a light party. I'm that committed. But whether or not I had a vision which people would question or not question, it was just from a level of the artist. And knowing the Bay Area, knowing what's here, it's a fantastic project because, for me, it represents the transmutation process, the neurochemical process to bring art, science, philosophy, and religion to a point of focus. And we've really developed the architecture. Actually, we want to see that the Global Peace Center is not just some static statement. It would be like United Nations West, but it would be a living mandala. That's what we're designing it for. So when people actually go out there, it'll be like the heart center because we want to build it as a diamond. It's an inverted double tetrahedron, and the central focus of that is what we call the harmonium. A lot of my work has to do with healing with sound and light. That's one of my main things, and we've done events where we have brought some of the greatest musicians and technological people together in planetariums, and we've created these
It is the highest healing form out there is light and music. I mean, yes.
Right. So this would be a pulse. This would be a living, pulsing, organic, creative center. And, of course, part of it is we want to have an international conference center. So we would see this as a place where people can come from all over the world and discuss whatever it is that needs to be discussed. And, of course, the island looks out through the Golden Gate Bridge, so it's the connecting point from the West Coast, the Pacific Rim, out into Japan and out into China. And of course, we all know that China is, you know, is a powerfully emerging country. So it would create this link.
So where are you now in this process, and how do you, what are your thoughts on securing the Alcatraz Island?
Excuse me, what was the question?
Where are you at now in this process of securing the Alcatraz Island?
Well, we're at...
And how are you, going about that?
Well, the next is a very practical step, and I've been... Golden Eagle and I really connected last year, and we've done lots of ceremonies, and I realize he's a real brother, and he's right there with me, and we just connected and got to see and understand it on a really core level of what this... he's been enrolled. I mean, he understands, and he's been enrolled from not only as a great being, but also as a Native American, of what this represents. But our next step is simply we're in the process now of gaining the required 10,000-plus signatures to have this as a ballot initiative for the city of San Francisco in November. And we're proposing that Alcatraz be brought back into the county and city of San Francisco, because right now it is part of the – it is administered by the National Parks Department under the jurisdiction of the Department of the Interior, which is the federal government. Now, when Nancy Pelosi became she's the majority leader in the House of Representatives, I saw that as a really strong signal because she's a San Franciscan. So what this whole process...
And let me just recap this real quickly. So you're gathering signatures at this
right.
time. And so as are my listeners and myself able to... go on to the website. Let me give that information to all the listeners why I've got it in front of me. I know for the light party it is www.light, and that's spelled L-I-G-H-T, party.com.
But if people want to know about
the global peace. And it's also globalpeacefoundation.com. Is that correct?
No, .org. Global
.org. My apologies. Do you have an area where, if we would like to support support this, that we could go on the site?
Absolutely. We have what's called an invitation on the homepage of globalpeacefoundation.org. It's called an invitation to support an EPOC, that's E-P-O-C-H, epoch-making project. Now, people can only sign on if they're registered voters in San Francisco. However, because we're calling this not A, we are calling this the Global Peace Center. We're asking people to do, who know organizations, nonprofit groups, peace activists, spiritual groups, religious groups, you name it, just saying, yes, we support the idea. We're not even asking people to, you know, to donate. If people want to donate, great. People who connect with us get a beautiful CD. They get a very beautiful, in my opinion, entertainment experience, which is very, very inspirational. And all we're asking is that we're building up a momentum here so that we have, by November, 5,000-10,000 groups all over the world are going, yes, what a great idea. So we build this grassroots, powerful political support, and then as things unfold, the next steps will be revealed and revealed and revealed. And interesting enough, now I am actually going out. I haven't announced it officially, but the Light Party, I am going out in as the write-in candidate for the presidency of the United States of America for 2008. And we'll see how far we can go with that. As you know, as who I am, as a visionary, as a humanitarian, and is really stepping forward as the guy that held this vision for the Global Peace Center. So we're really offering humanity a fantastic vision for forward movement in the deepest sense of the word. And what we're about is education, empowerment, transformation, and that pretty well sums up what it's all about, education, empowerment, transformation, because that's what spiritual growth is all about, in service to the self, in service to the light, because the light, both the earth and the cosmos, is always in service to humanity. And our job is to be in service, and being in service to the light and to be in service to the earth is to be in service to the earth, which means earth stewardship, and to empower and heal and do the good, do what's right for the rest of humanity. And it's very clear, from my perspective, what needs to be done. And we've clearly articulated, that's the power of the Light Party, we've clearly articulated a very practical program to co-create a world that works for all of us. And for the first time in history, or a long time, we actually know what the essential challenges are through technology. We understand Yes, we have global warming. Yes, we have these. We have a grasp. But more importantly, we understand now, truly, that we are really one people. We are one humanity, and we are all interdependent. And that is that spiritual awakening. Now, what we're going to do about it is what we're going to do about it. And that is happening day by day, moment by moment. And there, the feedback gets stronger and stronger. I mean, look at Iraq. Look at what we're dealing with. Look at, you know, these are simply strong statements, indicators that we need to make major course corrections. And we need to do it now.
Yes, we do, matter of fact. You know, it's really interesting. I'd like to bring Golden Eagle back onto the show quickly here. And one of the things I'd like to share with all of you, you know, the last 3 weeks, I was actually, the moment I would turn my light off and lay in my bed to go to sleep, I actually could feel my bed swaying back and forth. And, of course, you know, I thought, well, maybe it's just me, so I, like, held my breath to see if you know, everything was still. Well, the bed continued shaking, and this happened every night for 3 weeks. But as this started to happen, I actually started seeing these huge lava tubes underneath the ground. And it was incredible because I could see the lava, and it was almost like, I know that, you know, there's a lot of passion with fire, but it was different. This was more like a rage of energy that flowed through these lava tunnels. And then I started seeing the plates of Mother Earth shifting. And I thought, well, we're going through a lot of shifts here on the planet. And all of a sudden I heard very clearly, no, this is not my plate shifting it along with the shift of humanity. And I knew intuitively it was something totally different. I wanted to get your feedback on that, Golden Eagle, if I may.
What's going on is what we understand through some of the ancient prophecies, through the writings on the petroglyphs, that what's happening right now, it's a threefold situation. One, the most important, that our ancestors are trying to communicate with us, the beginning ancestors, the ones that I mentioned before, the ancient ones, is that each one of us has a purpose here on this earth. The purpose is who we are, what we are, and why we are. Our ancestors communicate daily, trying to encourage us to look into the stars, look into the heavens, to look to where we were created, and to take that energy, to take that knowledge of our own ancestors, not anybody else, but our own unique ancestors through our mother and our father's side, and connect with those original teachings. They teach us how to survive in these upcoming events. Now we go to the second fold, which is the understanding of what we're doing, what we're going through right now in this period of time. According to petroglyphs and a lot of ancient prophecies, even through Nostradamus and stuff like this, but we'll focus on Native American. About every 288 years, the Mother Earth goes through a natural cleansing, and that cleansing is unique because she is what we call a mother of all living things. Just like you women, when you women go through your cleansing time every month, the Mother Earth does the same thing, except it takes her 288 years, and her cleansing time is for 12 years. Well, that 12-year span started around the millennium, around 2000. So they say that right now we're in the middle stages of her cleansing. We're in between the fourth and the eighth year of her cleansing. She's going to continue to cleanse all the way up until 2012. Now, again, we understand that she's doing her shifting all over the world. New volcanoes are coming up. Some old active dormant volcanoes are emerging. This is just natural for her to do. That's just what she does to help herself out. Now, as humans, we understand that the cleansing process happens in pretty unique areas where there's holes in the earth, if you will. Some parts around the world where we've impacted her way too much, and her skin is really thin there, and so she erupts, kind of like through her volcanoes, through the floods, through the tornadoes, through whatever she does to help mend herself, to help heal herself. And that's where we come on board as humans, because with this knowledge that we have with the ancient ones, is that we can help her heal in all of these traumatic spots around the world. But it's going to take all of us to reconnect with our ancient ancestors. And again, like the Mayan prophecies tell us, is that everyone is focusing in on December 2012. Well, we understand, too, that time frame is an end of many, many, many billions of, or even millions, billions of years coming to an end. It's a cycle, not just the cycle that we know as humans on this planet, but cycles of the universe, cycles of the galaxies. A lot of those cycles are coming to an end around 2012. And so
just
David,
like what we see is mimicking to us through our seasons. We have fall, winter, spring, and summer. So there's a season for all things. And is that what I'm hearing from you, is that we're going through that cycle at this time with Mother Earth and her cleansing process?
Exactly. And so in the old ways, like with the rain dance ceremonies, and this is what some of the elders had taught and through their ancient teachings, is that the solstices were created by the humans because of their knowledge to bring forth the waters that were needed in their particular lands. And we still have the ability to connect with what we call the cloud nations. We can direct them to come into our lands and replenish the land with their gifts, their water, their rain, their snow, whatever. But see, a lot of that knowledge has been lost. The old ways have very few cultures in around the world teach those old ways. You know, they teach the more fundamental ways, the new ways. And so
this brings a thought in mind, Golden Eagle. I don't mean to interrupt you here, but how do we bring all the elders, all the tribes, including my own people, all nations, all walks of life, together to unite as one for support to bring these things forward? Because it's all our responsibility. I mean, I see it with my own people, and it sometimes it saddens me. You know, when I came here to the mainland, you know, I was so thirsty. And even at the young age of 3 years old, I used to tell my mother, I'm going to the mainland. And she says, no, you won't. I said, yes, I am. I said, I'm going to go there to learn about other cultures and other people's ways. And someday I will come back home to Hawaii and teach our own people, because there's still a lot of people on the Hawaiian Islands that have that luxury of visiting the mainland. So there's still a lot of things that they don't understand. And you'd think after I've been here long as I have been, that I would have a better understanding about a lot of things. And I just don't, because I know my culture and the way I was brought up runs in my veins. And that's who I am. And, you know, it's like I went home to Hawaii one day not too long ago and visited my family, and I had some women that shunned me. And I said, well, why are they shunning me? And they said, oh, because you became too mainlander. And it hurt, because I'm not any different. Matter of fact, I'm a better person today than I was yesterday. And I work with the ancients. I reach out to humanity. But they weren't able to see that. They couldn't feel that resonating from me. Am I making sense to you?
I'd like to interject a little bit, if I may.
Oh, absolutely.
What you're experiencing is what a lot of people are experiencing now, because what's happening is that this energy that we talk about, this new enlightening, the Christ consciousness level, if you will, is what's going on. Is just like tonight. There are reasons why we are gathering up in unique council. The spirit of our ancestors, they're correlating a master plan up above us. They're selecting those who have that love in their heart, the compassion for life itself, and for hope for peace, for hope for love, for hope for humanity, for hope for the Mother Earth, for hope for all of those things. And so the ancestors up above us are bringing us together, and to answer your question, that's how it's going to happen. And basically, we don't really have to do anything. We're just allowed to focus in on our future, and as we walk the path into the future, our helpers will be there, and it'll continue to grow and to grow and to grow. And it's been amazing the last, I would say 5 or 6 years, how many people have connected with the Global Peace Foundation, has connected with the water ceremonies, has connected with Blue Thunder, and what he's doing out there with the Earth, and many, many other elders that are doing this diligent work out here for Mother Earth. The ancestors bring us together without us even having a clue of how they do that. If we just walk the path. Do the best.
Well, let me ask you, how does
today.
The Native Americans fit in with the Alcatraz project?
We look at it as a global connection. Even in the prophecies, it says that the Native Americans will become the leaders once again to bring back the teachings of the Mother Earth. This is one epic event that will bring a lot of people together real fast, because there has been focused on Alcatraz Island since the 60s. And so now this is a positive endeavor for the Native American people to coalize with the global community and saying, hey, we need your guys' help out here. We can't do it alone. You know, we know the government's atrocities toward us and this and that, but we still are humble people and we still do need help. And this is one of the ways that we can offer our wisdom to the global community, but we need the global community's help in providing spaces like the Global Peace Center so we can sit and discuss the knowledge that we have about the Mother Earth teachings.
Yes, because when you break it all down, we're all sisters and we're all brothers. It doesn't matter where we came from, we all live on the same planet together. If we took away... No, let's just for an example take away all the culture, the skin color. What do we have? We have the same thing.
Exactly.
The same internal organs. You know.
Well,
it's really interesting because I was talking to Blue Thunder very briefly yesterday, and I said to Blue Thunder, I said, oh, very quick, I to him, that I had the white eagle that is above my head. So I was trying to ask him, you know, what does that mean? Because I've been aware of the white eagle above my head for 2 years now.
Can I interject here?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. So he wants to answer that question. I wanted to make the statement that the future's already been created. And I've always kind of understood that concept, but in the middle of January, I had that experience again. It was a very powerful, spiritual experience. And I was on the ascended earth. And I was absolutely, totally blown away by how beautiful it was. That was the main thing. I saw the earth and I had my experience of being in a completely ascended planet. And I was completely overwhelmed by the infinite beauty. Now, I've read lots of channelings about this, and it's been very consistent that where we're going is beyond our wildest imagination. we've been in a 3D polarity duality world, and it's
yes.
basically been a fear based world, and
yes.
we're letting that go, and that's this is great news, and it's beyond great news. And you know, looking out on Alcatraz, you know, just as an artist perspective, and as far as people coming together, we don't have to say a lot. When that island is transformed, and people actually walk out on that island, they will see the Golden Gate Bridge, which represents technology and civilization. But you see Mount Tam, and you see Angel Island. It's all there. It's all of it. It's all of it, the best of technology, and the beauty, the infinite beauty of nature, which, you know, is, you know, clean out your colon and detoxify your liver and just open your eyes. And how could you not be totally impressed by the creation? And that's,
oh,
you know,
gosh,
what
I knew you were
going to
make me feel bad.
So you can see what is,
I get it, though.
Because
you're right. You're absolutely
what
correct.
Is.
We do
you know,
need
like,
to be
you know,
doing those things.
I hiked in the redwoods. It was pouring rain. And, you know, I hugged the redwoods, and it was amazing. I felt great. You know, I just connected with the earth, you know, and I said hello to brother redwood trees. And it was funny because it's been a while, and I was just walking by the redwood grove, and the tree said, come on over. We want to give you a little juice. And I literally walked by the redwoods, and I leaned up against the redwoods. And I've had a great sense of humor all day. I've been feeling just, you know, high as a kite. I also jumped into a nice hot tub, and, you know, I feel great. And you know, as far as the Mayan calendar, here's the grand paradox of this whole thing. And this is how the universe is going to heal this whole human dilemma. And it's through forgiveness, but the forgiveness is all about letting go of the past. It's coming totally into present time. All spiritual teachings are very clear on this, that everything is now. Now is the only reality there is. When we come into present time, truly, individual and collective. Do you know what kind of power that is? Would anybody make a comment? Do you know what kind of power that is? That our mind is not focused on what was. It's not even what focused on what is. Because when we come into pure now, we have direct access and are being accessed by infinite creative intelligence, which means we have guidance in the deepest sense of the word. And that's all we need, because that guidance is wisdom itself. Definition of wisdom is knowing what to do next. That's where we're all calling. What to do? What do we do? We have psychics. We have books. We have this. We have that. Everybody's trying to figure out what the hell to do with their lives. And paradoxically, a lot of it is not about what to do. It's about what not to do. And that's called being.
rapidly
evolving into the here and now. Voila. And then we can truly appreciate the creation.
Because we're actually witnessing our 3D world crumble right before our eyes. A lot of the structures that we're all very familiar with are actually crumbling before our eyes.
You know, get the veils lifted. One of the things I would like to say in terms of cosmic support, and I know Golden Eagle and Benny understand this, is if it wasn't for the dispensation of the violet flame and the great masters who are working, who understand that we're, you know, all the negativity on this planet, the violet flame is... And there are beings, I'm sure you know, the star people and groups that have been working with the violet flame to clear the mental, emotional body of humanity. And that work is being done.
Oh, yes, that's one of them.
And that, you know, without that, you know, we'd never get out of the mud. We'd be stuck. And, you know, as far as, you know, who are we? I mean, Dalai Lama is a great teacher. You know, he asked him, well, what, you know, what's it all about, Mr. Dalai Lama? he said, first, I'm a human being, and secondly, I'm a Buddhist. And that's ultimately what's going to get us all together. What we are is human beings. That's it. And what does it mean to be a human being? Look at the word, human being. It means God manifesting being. That's what the word human being means. We are co-creators.
Oh, I love it.
So, there you go. Did I tell you that we were going to talk about the world?
Yes.
We're doing what we see out here, okay, on a global or universal aspect. And Benny can, or Blue Thunder can relate to this too, and expose a little bit more to what I'm going to say. But right now, what we're being asked to do is to energize as many places around our Mother Earth to do the healing process on her, so this unique energy force that's coming in will acclimate us to the future.
Because again, we know this, that global warming is going to end somewhere. It may not end in our lifetime, but it will end somewhere. And wherever that ends, we need to educate our children so they can educate their children and their great grandchildren and on and on and on. We have the intuitiveness right now, the clairvoyancy, if you will, of what to do. But it's taking a long time to gather people to say, okay, this is what needs to be done because of the dark dilemma that they've just came out of, is they're still questioning what to do. And so when we create, I'm going to kind of step forward here. We're creating what we call a diamond project. One is Alcatraz Island, which is an energy portal. Take away the buildings, take away the San Francisco, take away the human element. It is a natural portal of energy that comes in. Another unique portal is Mount Shasta, which is just north of the San Francisco Bay. Benny's working over there along with a lady named Viviana, which is a really good friend of David's. They're doing a series of ceremonies at Mount Shasta, the one beginning on April 1st. And then we're conducting a water ceremony at Lake Tahoe. And so this creates what we call that diamond pyramid. And that diamond pyramid is just an energy portal. But these places need to be activated along with thousands of others around the world. And so we're taking the master's enlightenment, our interpretations of what they're asking us to do, and we're literally going out there and doing it, whether we're doing it by ourselves or with groups of people or thousands of people, who knows? But this is what's being told for us to do, to activate these points as soon as we can so we can get this forward momentum of the future going, so that people can be educated and acclimated to their own beliefs and their own visions and dreams, to give them encouragements and inspire them that say, okay, now it's time to do something with these dreams and visions. It's not just time to talk about them. It's time to connect with them and make them reality. That's the bottom line.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, you know, it's really interesting, Golden Eagle, because, 2 years ago, before I opened up my eyes, I had quite a few of the masters around me, and I heard them speaking to me, and they said, okay, we're going on the radio. And, of course, the first couple of days, I actually ignored that, and they persisted. And I finally said, wait a minute, guys, no one is going to put me on a radio. I have no experience whatsoever. I wouldn't know what to do, what to talk about, or, I just didn't know what that looked like. Well, to make a long story short, 2 weeks later, I'm actually broadcasting. And every day, I get confirmation from the listeners, and I know that people are waking up all over the world. They're starting to step up and not only take responsibility for themselves, but collectively as a human race. And that's exciting. I know a lot of the listeners, no matter where I've gone, what I've done, they always seem to, connect with me and want to know what's going on and so forth. And one of the things that I've always shared with the listeners of this show is that I've always told them, knowledge is power. And when you open yourself and allow yourself to receive the knowledge, then you're able to integrate and empower yourselves, not only for your own life, but collectively as a human race.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And this thing, we got four healers right now on this show. It can't get better than that, that's for sure. And I can really feel your energy, Golden Eagle.
Exactly. See, with me, I'm just like you, but I don't have any blockages to the future. My heart, my mind, my perception, everything is open for the future. I don't have any collective ideas of what is. Each and every day I ask the Mother Earth, what do you need me to do for you this day? I ask the Creator of the universe and the galaxies, what do you need me to do for you this day? And I leave it at that, and I honor each and every day that comes to pass, because in the mornings when the sun rises, I've already asked for all of the things in my life this day to be blessed, so that I'm not walking in a dream state, that I'm walking in reality. Okay, each and every day they give me projects to do. It may be simple projects, it may be big projects, but that's the enlightenment that comes within that golden thread of life. It just channels through, and it's amazing how much needs to be done out there each and every day, each moment. And I encourage the listeners to find that golden thread, to open your minds and your hearts to the future. Allow it to come in without any blockages of the past or preconceived ideas of what is or whatever. There's an old adage, we know a little bit about nothing.
That is absolutely true, because, you know, and that's one of the things that I'm very humbled with about myself. Sometimes I like to play in my mind, ooh, what if I was this or that? But the majority of the time, I question, you know, what more do I need to do? What more healing do I need to do on myself as an individual and clear? Now, like when I work with the light healers, I actually request that I be cleared and healed all the way back to the point of creation.
Exactly. Exactly. And see, what we're doing now, along with Blue Thunder's adage, is that when we go upon the Mother Earth and we go to these sacred sites or we conduct these ceremonies, is what we're literally doing is we're creating a space where all things can work, especially the ones that have passed on, you know, the trees, the plants, the animals. I give this out to a lot of my people that I come in contact with. I said, when was the last time you ever prayed for a dead bear out there in the woods? And they look at me kind of dumbfounded. And I said, that's what we do in these ceremonies, is we create a place where we can take all of those things that existed with us and that have passed on now and give them a place of release.
Mm-hmm.
And on and on and on.
Well, I do know that in January I made a huge shift. I could say exactly what that looks like. I could feel it internally. And it's really interesting because I've amazed myself on the things I've heard, the information I've received, down to, my gosh, hearing Mother's heartbeat and seeing what's going on with her body. And it's been very profound for me. And, you know, a lot of times I ask myself, how could I bring the people around me, how can they see through my eyes what I see and feel that's been going on with me, of what's happening with our universe? I mean, it's exciting. But, you know, there's another point to Golden Eagle, and you guys have talked about this quite a bit. And I know that there's days when I get up in the morning and I struggle just a little bit, because I know that there's, you know, that ego that's kept us in a in the matrix, so to speak, is crumbling. And sometimes I get caught up with that. And I'm sure our listeners do as well. How do we get beyond this?
Well, Take the word ego, for example, E-G-O. I was talking with a minister quite a few years ago, I'd say maybe 15 years ago, and we were talking about the same storyline here, and he says, you know what ego really stands for, E-G-O? And I says, no, enlighten me. He says, ego stands for edging God out.
Yeah, I like that.
And so we further went on with the conversation, he says, well, you do have an ego, okay? Now, I'm going to kind of relate to some healing aspects here. With the healing process, when you take the living spirit, whether it be human, plant, animal, water, air, whatever it is, the golden thread that goes right straight down through that entity, whether it be human, plant, animal, whatever. And so that golden thread, if that object is hurt in any way, that golden thread will go around wherever the hurt is. In humans, it's more obvious where the hurt is, and because the golden thread usually goes around the head. It goes around the head over to the left side of the shoulder, down to the heart, and it goes around to the left side of the heart, and then down into the abdomen, and then it kind of wiggles around like a curly worm.
Exactly what Brett you're talking about. I've actually seen them above people's crown chakras.
Exactly.
I've even seen
you're
dark
on the same line as I am. But when that golden thread stops at the crown chakra and goes around it, that's where the ego comes into play. That's where manifestation comes into play. Thought processes that are so ingrained in that individual that they're not going to change their mind, they're never going to open up their mind or whatever. They're set in their ways. And so that golden thread goes around the head because there's a blockage there. And then it goes off to the left side of the head and then goes down to the heart. It looks for an opening in the heart. The heart is closed, then it goes around the heart. It goes down into the abdomen where the stress accumulates, and then it goes around the abdomen and down through the Mother Earth. So, again, that golden thread needs to have an avenue to go straight through that living organism in order for it to manifest into the future and into that what we call that master's realm. Because if you do have blockages, you're always going to be fighting what is.
Oh, my goodness. Quick, somebody set me up an appointment. I need to come and see you, Golden Eagle.
That's one thing I've never
told myself, well, I didn't have more to learn or I didn't have more to process or, you know, I've reached my peak. I'm always reaching for more to heal and balance and to be the best person I can be. And God knows I need it.
And again, you know, while we all need that, even myself, but again, when we go out there on the Mother Earth level, she's wanting to heal so she can produce more for us as human beings. But when us human beings are unconsciously taking away from her without any reverence, honor, or giving something back to her, she feels hurt, and then that's when those thin layers start to develop, because then those sores start to develop. And so those are the things that we do, is we look for those sores to try to bring in that golden energy back into the Mother Earth and ask for forgiveness for all those that have taken way too much. And so those are some of the lessons or the teachings that we teach people in these ceremonies to get them enlightened again about the Mother Earth teachings. How does the Mother Earth actually work? How does she respond to our taking, to our giving back, or whatever, our prayers, our energy, whatever it is? And so it's very important that the people understand that we all have energy unique to the Mother Earth, that if she's hurting, obviously we're going to be hurting. And so when we're not in doing something to help alleviate that pain within ourselves, how are we going to help alleviate that pain in somebody else?
Yes, yes, absolutely correct. Well said. Wow, well, you know, it's really interesting because Blue Thunder has taught me much since him and I have first connected with each other, and he's really shed a lot of light, not only for myself, but for a lot of the listeners. You know, they are familiar with who Blue Thunder is, and it's just been just incredible to have both of you as well join us tonight to share a lot of this information. I would like to ask, what can we do to continue helping to support the Global Peace Center, the Light Party, the work you're doing, Golden Eagle, and helping to heal Mother Earth? What can we do to help?
What we'd like to do is there are several websites that we're involved with, and with Blue Center, myself, and some other members, we're board members of the Visions Life Force Foundation, which is a foundation that is over in England. The people over in England have developed this foundation to help us travel with our expenses on and on, so we can do these large gatherings. Because, you know, we're pretty humble people, and in the old ways, we don't ask for money, and it's very hard for us to get around. Same thing with the Global Peace Foundation. Again, with the Global Peace Foundation, to create that Global Peace Center, we encourage the people to get on to the globalpeacefoundation.org website and look and research into that website. There's a lot of links in there. And Lana Benny's website, the TetonRainbows.com, we can probably get you more information on email, where we can be contacted, on and on and on. But again, if the main thing is to get on board with the future, that will help us more than anything else, is to look into the future and what we're trying to provide for the future. That is the most important thing, is that,
yeah.
You know, and look into these websites. Put down, write us an email, write us letters of encouragement, so we can add you to the list upon list upon list. Because, again, like we said a little earlier, that our ancestors up above us are gathering us up together in leagues of nations, in what we call Nations Unite. And the more people like yourself out there in that public arena that encourages people like ourselves to come on and share this wisdom and understanding with you guys, you are a great asset to the work that we do, along with the internet. But to speak with you, live on the air, we can feel the energy. We can transform our words into encouraging the audience out there to get on board. Let go of that ego. Allow that golden thread of life to go right straight through you and connect with what we're talking about. Connect with all things, not just with the simple few. Connect with all things that's been created.
Yes. Well, let me shift over to Blue Thunder real quick. We're getting closer to the, gosh, guys, I hope you'll forgive me. I didn't actually go on a break. I was going to give you guys a break at the first hour, but it's been so incredibly powerful, and I just didn't want to stop the flow. But I want to give, before I let you go, Golden Eagle, is there any last words that you would truly like to say to the listeners tonight?
The most encouraging words that I can say at this time is connect with your ancestors. Connect with that link to that beginning spirit. Connect with that first blood. Allow your thoughts to be open. Allow your heart to be open to all cultures, all races, everything that's been created. One dilemma that I faced a long time ago was I looked out and I stereotyped people just like everybody else does. That's just kind of a common thing to do when you're growing up. And so I was fearful a lot of other people, other cultures, other nations, other different things that I didn't understand. Well, it got me into a bind one time when I was doing a ceremony, and I was asking the Creator, I said, why did you put me in this circumstance? And he says, this is my creation, not yours.
Ooh.
My creation.
Ooh, I love it.
very, very powerful.
Oh, yes.
Changed my life.
Can I interject one thing quickly? This is David.
Absolutely. I do want to hear from you.
I just wanted to
please come forward.
I was really been deeply impressed and on the Native American path. Is that for anybody's out there? Let me just say that Golden Eagle and what Benny are doing, and they are really, you know, profoundly committed and truly humble. Is that they deserve all the support they can get. And I don't just mean emotionally. Anybody out there who has the financial wherewithal, I'm speaking that they truly be blessed financially because they're doing the work for all of us. I'm not making a pitch for myself here. I'm making a pitch for these beings who are deserve to be completely and totally supported. I just want to interject that, and that's very. I want to see their work go on in the most. They deserve total support.
And to support you as well, because look what you're doing. You're wanting to turn the Alcatraz Island into a peace foundation. You've very much involved with the Light Party. You've, matter of fact, if I could have you share the titles of your books to our listeners tonight.
Titles of my books?
Yes, you have a couple of books out, don't you?
Well, I would say that The Light Party is the book. I mean, it's a profound compendium of information. But the latest book that I just wrote, which is online for free, is The Healing and Regeneration of America. And my work is primarily in the activation of human consciousness, because my belief and understanding is when people become really healthy and conscious, they inherently know what the right thing to do is. And here's a very simple formula that I can put out. The strength of the nation is directly proportional to the health of our people. And this is the corollary and axiom. Healthy plants, healthy soil create healthy plants, and healthy plants create healthy people. And it's very interesting because a lot of what I'm talking about is how to remineralize the blood that we all share, the human blood. But that human blood to be remineralized is dependent upon the health of the soil. So a lot of what I'm talking about is educating farmers and people becoming aware of how to remineralize the soil. Because a healthy soil, and that is the earth, that is the mineral kingdom, that is what that's what the human body was built from. Billions of years of evolution actually evolved from the mineral kingdom. Now, who we are, in essence, is eternal spirit. However, the physical vehicle is the creation of the earth, and the foundation of that is the mineral kingdom.
Wait just a minute. We've got Golden Eagle. Could you mic your phone for me, please? I apologize for the interruption. Please continue forward. Thank you.
So as far as healing, because that's what we're moving into a light body. There's actually a new creation happening on this planet. In an evolutionary way, we're going to move from a carbon-based body to actually crystalline silica body, and ultimately humanity will be learning to live on light. That's where we're going. And the key to that is chlorophyll, greens, plants. So we have to replant this earth. We have to remineralize the soil. And this is happening. This is eco-agriculture. And this is very exciting because when you remineralize the blood, you have energy. Energy to do work. If you don't have the energy, you become depressed, you become despondent, you become you don't have the energy. I have tremendous energy, you know. I mean, if you looked at me, I'm 60 years old, but, you know, I don't act like 60, I don't feel like 60.
Excuse me? You don't even look 60.
Well, I'm not aging.
So let me ask you this real quick. If you would share just a little bit with our listeners, what are some, you know, because you mentioned about detoxing the liver and the colon and, you know, of course, being more consciously aware of our food intake.
Right.
Is there any suggestions on a good detox for the colon and the internal organs for the physical body?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, that information is on the net, thank God. But if you have any good health food store, I mean, if you want to clean out the colon, in fact, that's the foundation. A healthy colon is what creates a healthy body.
Yes.
Most of the toxins that are stored in from putrefied protein in the colon. So there are things like psyllium seen in certain herbs that clean out the colon. And you have to refluoridate the, not fluoridate, you have to recolonize the colon because of the heavy use of antibiotics. It's destroyed the natural ecology of the colon. There's too much E. coli. So now today we have lactobacillus acidophilus. It's very interesting because if you study acidophilus, what it produces in the colon is hydrogen peroxide. And a lot of people take hydrogen peroxide as a natural antiviral, antibacterial substance. But the body produces it naturally. When hydrogen peroxide hits the blood, you know what it turns into?
No.
Ozone.
Oh.
The whole body, you know, if you want to study macro, micro, you study the ecology of the body, and you see the genius of nature, what created us, and how perfect everything is in balance. However, if you put things out of balance, you got a mess on your hands, which is called disease. So I've studied.
But you wouldn't drink that, the hydrogen peroxide, would you?
No, a lot of people do. But what I'm saying is, if the colon is healthy and you have your hydrogen, you have your lactobacillus, the body produces all this stuff. It also produces all the B complex. However, because of people's diets and heavy use of antibiotics and women doing too much of the pill, it upsets the ecology of the gut. Therefore, the body is not producing the natural elements that keeps, you know, the body healthy. So,
mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is, it's very interesting. It's all very simple once you understand it. The other challenge that we have to educate people is how to get rid of heavy metals in the body. The number one, there's subacute systemic mercury poisoning on this planet because of the use of coal. Chlorella,
yes.
The algae, chelate heavy metals. Now,
yes.
When you get the heavy metals out of the cells, particularly what they do is they affect the mitochondria. That's the energy packets of the cell. Because of the heavy metals, the cells are not functioning properly. But when you take certain elements...
Well, let me ask you, because I'm sure you're familiar with the detox machines. Is that something that to get people started on?
You mean the stuff when you put your foot in the water and all that kind of stuff?
Yes.
You know, you got to look into this stuff. There's lots of people working in this area. But the most important thing is to alkalize your blood, is chlorophyll, greens. And today, there's a lot of these chlorophyll algae products. That super oxygenates the blood. That's the key, is the greens, the living grasses. That's the energy.
Got it.
Now, the thing is, because of the pollution, because of the chemical fertilizers and all that, we have depleted the soil of these minerals. And just look at organic. Go check out. Go to a store. Go to a regular supermarket and look at lettuce. You'll see there's hardly any chlorophyll in it. Then you go to an organic store and you look at lettuce, the green. People are...
Oh, yeah, because I eat organic foods. And, you know, it's interesting because when I switched over to organic food, even the taste of the food was totally different. And, you know, I noticed that the food I used to eat, it had no taste. It was all bland. And, you know, I was around family members that grew all kinds of different, you know, they were farmers. They grew all kinds of different products and so, you know, fruits and vegetables. So I was growing up, I ate this.
This is why you have all these degenerative diseases, because the mineral kingdom, the micronutrients have been lost. Now, the beauty of science is substantiate everything that we already understand to be true in the holistic community. So, you know, Marshall, we're talking about, and Benny, you know, the fundamental challenge and the fundamental work is education. If you want to put it in a nutshell, it's education. It's spiritual education, it's psychological education, it's biological education. That's what the holistic paradigm is, spirit, mind, body, and how we relate to our environment, which is the earth.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I would like to actually share this with you. Last week I had a scientific researcher and anthropologist on the show with me, and his name is Barry Carter, and we were talking about the Amos. I don't like to call it a product. That, to me, just does Amos injustice. by calling it a product, but it's a white substance that, if you look at it, it looks like regular sea salt.
Right.
And this stuff is absolutely amazing. I'm going to send you an email if you'll permit, and I'd like for you to really take a look at the vegetables and the fruits and the trees. It's just amazing. And he's done an excellent job on, like a little kitten's tail was severed, you know, cut off from a storm, and then he licked the almonds off of the owner's hand, and it actually grew the tail back.
Yeah. You know,
so just future reference on the things you guys are working on. And then, you know, even on BBS Radio, I noticed that there's a wonderful banner. There's a company out there that is indeed offering solar panels with absolutely no cost.
Yeah.
So I would like to encourage you guys to go actually take a look at that banner that's on the homepage of BBS Radio. And I did some research on it today. I was just fascinated because I would like to see myself switch from, you know, electricity running through my house and get solar panels. And here's a company that's saying it's not going to cost you a thing.
Well, you're going to see there's a company down in Palo Alto that's been started by the Google guys, these young kids who are really brilliant entrepreneurs and brilliant philanthropists. You're going to see a revolution in solar energy that's going to absolutely revolutionize this planet. It's called nanosolar technology. All these breakthroughs are ready to happen, and we will create a veritable utopia. But the number one thing that humanity is facing is psychological. It's psychological.
Yes.
It's
and, you know, it's interesting because another project I is collectively working on with a large group of people is starting to design communities using the dome homes and for our buildings and stuff. So I'm really excited to be asked to be a part of designing these communities that are about to be built. And it's reaching as far as the Hawaiian Islands, so I'm really excited about that. We went on a tour on some existing dome homes, and I noticed when I was looking at the map of Alcatraz that it featured a dome structure there.
It's the most efficient form of building that is. It's based on the pyramids. I mean, domes are just the most efficient form that there is. And but again, I want to reiterate again, because on the fundamental level, how very important Benny's work is, Golden Eagle's work, is bringing back sacred ceremony. And I'd also like to say that through the internet, there's a lot of millions of reincarnated Native Americans. No doubt, I've had that lifetime. That there are people doing ceremony in a new way, doing prayers, doing intentionality, calling in these energies. Because today we have the support of cosmic energies, masters, ascended masters, angels, archangels, that are 1,000% behind us. To create this new golden age, and that's what we're moving into. And obviously, we're in a transitional phase. So, you know, all we got to do is sign up.
I apologize for the interruption, but let me bring Blue Thunder back on the show real quick, because I'm going to have to say my goodbyes to all of you real quick, okay? So, Blue Thunder, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Real quick, I just wanted to hear your last words, your thoughts, and that you'd like to share with our listeners before we say goodnight to all of you.
Well, I'd just like to thank David and Golden Eagle, Marshall Jack, for speaking their hearts tonight and the dreams and the visions and speaking the truth, you know, spoken truth. And this is what I've understood through the ancient messages of our ancestors that have spoken to many of us as we go back to speaking the truth, as ancient chiefs had said when they got done speaking, I have spoken, because they had spoken from the heart, as our two brothers had did tonight. And so I thank them very much for helping
bring us a great awareness, as they call the consciousness, as we move into the future to help bring the awareness and build the sacred sites, or give us the life force that charges us, the light. And that life force has been disconnected by many kinds of things, by development and mining, roads, highways, railroads, those things. And, you know, what we can do for the future is to come join us on these sacred sites, like on April 1st on Mount Shasta at Lake Shastina. And it's on my website, TetonRainbows.com, where people could look and find the directions to that area. And also, we're calling out to the indigenous nations, you know, to come join us in these ceremonies. And we'd like to invite the drum groups, like in the powwow people, these drum groups, they sing the round dance songs. And with our feet when we dance, and our thoughts is how we heal the earth. And calling all nations with the creation stories and the creation songs that we sing. When we all sit together at this time, we could teach the other nations how this works, and with what they have too, they join with us and help us remember many things. As we all sit together, we look at each other, remember that we were one at one time, and we'll begin to be one again as we begin to heal these sacred sites and the teachings that's going to take place. And as I'm told in the dreams and visions, when we start healing the sacred sites, we heal this electrical magnetic energy that brings us the light that is low in the areas. We recharge the areas so that the light is there. Once we fix these areas and seal those holes, when the shift starts happening, you know, the prophecies say that the earth will shake like a dog and we'll be like the fleas on his back. When we seal these holes, the light's leaking. That is where the mountains won't come down and cover us up, or the floods, or the tornadoes, or the different things. When this starts happening, is we will be protected. Once we learn to do these earth healing ceremonies as we ascend, only those who work for peace and love and harmony that's been mandated, like our brother Marshall Jack has just said, Golden Eagle, that the time period is now with his messages, that we will move with Mother Earth's cleansing process, and we won't be cleansed from the earth. And like it has mentioned in many texts and things, says that the kind-hearted, the loving and caring people, the meek peoples, loving, caring ones, will make it into the next world. We're going to ascend with Mother Earth as she moves forward.
I thank you, Blue Thunder. I want to remind all our listeners of the Universal Spiritual Connection show that I have a wealth of information about the Global Peace Center, the Light Party, Blue Thunder's work. If you need any assistance and guidance in exploring this wealth of information, please do not hesitate to email me at imdivinelight@aol.com. I'd be more than happy to assist you. I encourage each and every one of you to step forward and explore this wealth of information and see what you can do. Ask yourself this night, what can I do to help support these three men that are so selflessly given of themselves, not only to Mother Earth, our beloved mother, but to all humanity as well. And I just want to remind to each and every one of you, you are the power and the intelligence of you, your worlds, and activities. I ask my sisters and brothers tonight, stand in peace, be love, and be in harmony. Remember to smile at your sisters and brothers and give them the right away if they should ask for it. And until we meet again, I want to honor my guests, and I thank them. I'm humbled that I was allowed to be a small voice for each of these men, and I want to celebrate life. Remember, celebrate life. That's what it's all about. So on that note, I will say good night to all of our listeners.